Okay, ready? Good morning, everyone. Happy Mother's Day. Our scripture reading for today is going to be from Proverbs 31, a very traditional scripture for this particular day. Proverbs 31, the words of King Lemuel, the prophecy that his mother taught him. What, my son, and what the son of my womb, and what the son of my vows? Give not thy strength unto women, nor thy ways to that which destroys kings. It's not for kings, O Lemuel. It is not for kings to drink wine, nor for princes strong drink, lest they drink and forget the law, and pervert the judgment of any of the afflicted. Give strong drink unto him that is ready to perish, and wine unto those that be of heavy hearts. Let him drink and forget his poverty, and remember his misery no more. Open thy mouth for the dumb, in the cause of all such as are appointed to destruction. Open thy mouth, judge righteously, and plead the cause of the poor and needy. Who can find a virtuous woman? For her price is far above rubies. The heart of her husband does safely trust in her, so that he shall have no need of spoil. She will do him good and not evil all the days of her life. She seeketh wool and flax, worketh willingly with her hands. She is like the merchant ships. She bringeth her food from afar. She riseth also while it is yet night, and giveth meat to her household and a portion to her maidens. She considers a field and buyeth it. With the fruit of her hands she planteth a vineyard. She girdeth her loins with strength and strengthens her arms. She perceiveth that her merchandise is good. Her candle goeth not out by night. She layeth her hands to the spindle, and her hands hold the distaff. She stretcheth out her hands to the poor. Yea, she reacheth forth her hands to the needy. She is not afraid of the snow for her household, for all her household are clothed with scarlet. She maketh herself coverings and of tapestry. Her clothing is silk and purple. Her husband is known in the gates when he sitteth among the elders of the land. She maketh fine linen and selleth it, and delivereth girdles unto the merchant. Strength and honor are her clothing, and she shall rejoice in time to come. She openeth her mouth with wisdom, and in her tongue is the law of kindness. She looketh well to the ways of her household, and eateth not the bread of idleness. Her children arise up and call her blessed, her husband also, and he praiseth her. Many daughters have done virtuously, but thou excellest them all. Favor is deceitful, and beauty is vain. But a woman that feareth the Lord, she shall be praised. Give her of the fruit of her hands, and let her own works praise her in the gates. Let's have a word of prayer together. Our Father, we thank you for your word to our hearts this morning. We think of all the ladies and pray especially for them today, that you might bless them and help them to know that they are appreciated. We pray that each one of us will remember our mothers and our wives and our loved ones. Today we ask your blessings upon each one. Give us your constant love and grace, and help us that we might truly do your will in all things. We thank you today for the wonderful salvation that you have given to us through our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And we pray that you would bless and guide and help us as we look into your word today, that we might truly receive something that will be helpful to us in our daily lives. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, happy Mother's Day. This is the day when we celebrate motherhood. and all that that involves. Here's a poem. It says Mother's Day is Remembrance Day, and we pause on the path of the year to pay honor and worshipful tribute to the mother our heart holds dear. For whether here or in heaven, her love is our haven and guide. For always the memory of mother is a beacon light shining inside. Time cannot destroy her memory, and years can never erase the tenderness and the beauty of the love in a mother's face. And when we think of our mother, we draw nearer to God above, for only God in his greatness could fashion a mother's love. Theodore Roosevelt once said, "The successful mother, the mother who does her part in training her children, who are to be the men and women of the next generation, is of greater use to the community and occupies, if she would only realize it, a more honorable as well as a more important position than any man in it. The mother is the supreme asset of national life." There are, of course, all kinds of mothers, we know that, but my mother, for example, was a very ordinary person, but one of extraordinary love and devotion for her children and her family. She was the one who took me to Sunday school and church when I was young and unselfishly devoted herself to her family. She was the one who insisted that I go to the evangelistic service the night that I trusted Christ as my Lord and Savior when I was 15 years old. She went to be with the Lord at a relatively young age when I was a freshman in Bible college. And now I'm looking forward to seeing her again someday when I go to be with the Lord. The Bible gives us all kinds of examples of mothers. We have the good, the bad, and the indifferent, I think. Eve, the first woman, is said to be the mother of all living. She was the only one there to begin with, and her husband gave her this designation. Sarah, Abraham's wife, became a mother in her old age. You remember she waited and waited for many, many years before she finally had her son Isaac. Rebecca helped her son Jacob deceive his father and steal the blessing from his twin brother Esau. I just finished reading again the story of the two mothers in the book of Ruth and how God worked everything out for them. And Ruth then became an ancestor to our Lord Jesus Christ. The book of Proverbs has a great deal to say about women. There are warnings, such as we find in chapter 2 and verse 16. It says, "To deliver thee from the strange woman, even from the stranger who flatters with her words, which forsaketh the guide of her youth and forgetteth the covenant of her God. For her house inclineth unto death, and her paths unto the dead. None that go unto her return again, neither take they hold of the paths of life." But then the last chapter, as we read a few moments ago, gives some wise words from a godly mother to her son, and then a description of the ideal wife and the mother who brings honor to God and to joy to her family. So, first of all, we see here in the first few verses, wise words from a godly mother. It starts off, it says, "The words of King Lemuel, the prophecy that his mother taught him." So, King Lemuel, well, who is that? We can't find any Lemuel anywhere in the history of Israel. And we believe, most of the scholars believe, that it was a name that his mother gave to Solomon a pet name, so to speak. It means devoted to the Lord. And perhaps she had dedicated her son to the Lord and devoted him to Jehovah God. So it, just like Hannah, you remember, that dedicated her son Samuel to the Lord, and he became the great priest and prophet of Israel. The most important ministry that a mother has is the spiritual training of the children. And here we see in 2 Timothy chapter 1 and verse 5, we find the Apostle Paul speaking about his helper, Timothy, the one that he took along with him on his missionary trips and put him in charge of the church there in Ephesus. He spoke here, and he says in verse 5, "When I call to remembrance the unfeigned faith that is in thee, which dwelt first in thy grandmother Lois and thy mother Eunice, and I am persuaded that in thee also." So here he's speaking about the unfeigned or the sincere faith that Timothy had. He was first in his mother and his grandmother, and they taught him. In chapter 3 of the same book, Paul says to Timothy, "But continue thou in the things which thou hast learned and hast been assured of, knowing of whom thou hast learned them, and that from a child thou hast known the holy scriptures, which are able to make thee wise unto salvation through faith which is in Christ Jesus." So we find that Timothy's mother and grandmother apparently taught him the holy scriptures from the time that he was born, from the time that he was very young. And of course, that's the best time to reach a child, is when he's very young and willing to listen to what you have to say. The mother here warns her son of the dangers of life. Notice what he says. We see the tenderness in her way of speaking. She speaks of him as her son, the son of her womb, the son of her vows. So she had made vows about this son and dedicated him to the Lord. And then she warns him to be careful not to get involved in immorality. She says, "Give not thy strength to women, nor thy ways to that which destroys kings." She wanted him to be pure and clean in his life and to live a righteous life. And then she warns him about the danger of alcohol, drinking. Today, of course, we could also include in that the drugs that alter a person's personality and cause all kinds of problems. But here she's speaking about, she says, it's not for kings to drink wine and for princes to drink strong drink, lest they drink and forget the law and pervert the judgment of any of the afflicted. So he had a place of responsibility, and it was very important that he think clearly and be able to make proper judgments. So she's giving him warning here, and I think these are warnings that all of us could take to heart to keep ourselves from sin and from ungodliness, from what is caused by immorality and drunkenness. Countless lives, countless lives have been ruined and homes destroyed by these sins, as we know. And so she's warning him and teaching him how to conduct himself and giving him some advice about how to serve as an official there in the kingdom. She says in verse 8, open your mouth for the dumb, or those who cannot speak for themselves, those who are unable to stand up for themselves. You defend them and help them. Show mercy. Show fairness in making these judgments, and treat people with respect and help them. She says again, open your mouth and judge righteously. Plead the cause of the poor and needy. So help those who are unable to help themselves. You remember Jesus said, blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy. And so we should always keep that in mind when we are have an opportunity to make a judgment call. We want to do the right thing. Then we come to the second part here. We find the virtuous woman, the virtuous wife, and the ideal woman for her son. And she speaks about that in verse 10. Who can find a virtuous woman? An excellent woman. A woman of value. A woman who would stand the test. A noble character and moral strength. Now this section, beginning at verse 10, is an acrostic poem. If you know what that means, it means that in the Hebrew alphabet, you start with the first letter, and then each verse has the succeeding letter to the end. So it's kind of a poetic device that's used to make this sound nice in the original language. Excuse me. Let me get there. So we find this virtuous woman and her description. It says she's trustworthy and loyal. Verse 11, the heart of her husband does safely trust in her. He knows that he can depend upon her. He doesn't have to worry about it. He can go about his normal life and business and trust her to take care of things at home and with the family, so that he has no need of spoil. She will do him good and not evil all the days of her life. All the men, I'm sure, would love to have this kind of wife, one that they can trust without any hesitation. And hopefully that is the way it is. She's a real asset to her husband. So this makes for a happy home. Then we see that she's a worker. She's seeks wool and flax, works willingly with her hands. You know, it's good to have a willing spirit, isn't it? To be willing to do whatever is necessary to accomplish your goals in life and to serve faithfully. This is what this lady is doing. And it goes on speaking about the way she gathers her food. And these days, that's a little bit more difficult when you have to wear your mask and all of these things to go out and do your shopping. But I'm sure we can all manage some way or the other. But she's willing to do all these things. It speaks about her rising early, even while many times while it's still dark, doing whatever is necessary in order to keep everything running smoothly. She enjoys her life and her work. And she's a business lady. It says she considers a field and buys it. She plants her vineyard. She sells her materials. So she's quite an enterprising person. And all of these things that we can interpret for our life today. This, of course, was in an agricultural place, a country that was altogether about plants and animals. But today, of course, we have other things that we're looking at. But the principle is always the same. The application is being willing to work and to do whatever needs to be done and to accomplish all this. So she works long hours, and says that her candle doesn't go out by night. So I guess working up into the evening. You know, the old saying is what? Man's work from sun to sun, but woman's work is never done, right? They keep busy all the time, and we know that that's so often the way it is, and we should appreciate that very much and realize that these ladies put forth a great deal of effort in our behalf. And then we see that she's generous also. In verse 20, it says she stretches out her hand to the poor. She reaches forth her hands to the needy. So she's compassionate and loving and willing to help those who are in need. And then she provides for her family. It says she doesn't have to worry about the cold weather, the winter time, because all of her family is clothed with the very best type of clothing, keeping warm during that time. So it says in verse 23, her husband is known in the gates. This is the place of business where they would go down, and he would sit there among the elders of the land. So he was one of the leaders in the community, and her husband would be proud of his wife and all that she does. So she's known for her faithfulness at home. And it says in verse 25, strength and honor are her clothing. So she's a strong person. She's willing to do whatever needs to be done. She opens her mouth with wisdom, speaking forth that which is good. And in her tongue is the law of kindness. So kindness is so important. She looks well to the ways of her household and doesn't, she's not idle, she's not lazy, but doing the work that she needs to be doing. Her children arise up and call her blessed. Her husband also, and he praises her. So this is the way it ought to be in a home, isn't it? And we certainly should think of that on Mother's Day and other times as well, to give due respect and honor to our mothers, our wives, and those who are perform these duties. They deserve to get all of the credit for that. And it says, many daughters have done virtuously, but thou excellest them all. And then this wonderful verse 30 gives her secret. It says, favor is deceitful and beauty is vain, but a woman that feareth the Lord, she shall be praised. A woman that feareth the Lord. So fear in this sense speaks of reverential trust. It is that she has a love for God. She wants to serve Him. She wants to please Him. And it's so important. A woman that fears the Lord makes all the difference, you know. So often we look at people and see the beauty, but even as we age and get older, some of that beauty may go away, but that spirit, the attitude of heart and mind, the kindness is always there. And the woman that fears God. There's a couple of verses here I found from the first part of Proverbs. It says, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge. You know, we don't have, that's the way we learn, by having this reverence for God, putting Him in His proper place. Again, it says, be not wise in thine own eyes. Fear the Lord and depart from evil. So here we find that this lady has all of the balance that she needs. She's her spiritual life, her home life, her business life, and all of this working together to bring glory to the Lord and to bring blessing to her family. The last verse says, give her of the fruit of her hands, and let her own works praise her in the gates. So she deserves recognition and praise for her conduct. The husbands and children show honor to her, and rightly so, not just once a year, but often. So the ideal woman then is the one who fears the Lord, who knows and loves him, wants to serve him and do his will. And she's the one who is faithful to her husband and to her family. And she's the one who is fruitful in service and willing to work hard to accomplish all of her goals. So no matter who we are, I hope and pray that each one of us will receive instruction from this scripture and blessing, and that we might give credit to those who deserve it. Allow the Lord to speak to our hearts and to truly fear him in truth and follow him in righteousness and do his will. I hope that each one of us who are listening today know the Lord Jesus as Savior. But in case you do not, this is where it all begins. We can't truly know the Lord unless we know the Lord Jesus Christ as our Savior. We have to put our faith and trust in him and call upon his name and ask him to save us from our sins. So I hope that you will do that today. It says, whosoever call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. And so you can do that without any difficulty if you only are willing to humble yourself and call upon his name. Thank you, dear Heavenly Father, for your precious word to our hearts today. And we do pray for the mothers especially. We ask you to bless them. We just pray for those who are going through difficult times right now. We know that these are strange days in which we live with all of the this virus and other things that are going around and so much violence. We pray, dear Heavenly Father, that somehow you will help us to be a blessing to one another during these days. And we thank you for your salvation. We thank you for your love to us, for every blessing that we have, and pray that our Lord Jesus Christ would be glorified in all that we say and do. May Jesus, our Savior, be truly glorified in our lives. We pray in his name. Amen.